from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Ground ball, pass to diving Altuve into right field, being waved around Kyle Schwarber. Here comes the throw, not in time. Phillies walk it off. Bryce Harper wins the game for Philadelphia 3-2 with a walk-off single just past the diving attempt of Jose Altuve.
Some tough losses on this road trip for the Astros. Add this one to the list.
Yeah, that was Todd Callis and Jeff Blum on the call. Space City, yeah. Home Network, as we welcome you back in to Payne and Pendergast. Blum nailed it, man. They've had 5 games on this road trip now. They're 2-3. They've led in all 5 games. They've led it fairly substantially deep into all 5 of these games.
Yeah.
And they've only been able to close the deal on 2 of them so far.
It's been frustrating yet now because of the Astros' standing, where they sit in the standings. I look at it as more encouraging in some respects. All right, you're playing it down to the wire with really good baseball teams with this rotating cast of characters, where Caratini gets his first start at first base. Last night he's played there 3 times this season, but that was his first start. That makes 9 players who have played first base for the Astros this year.
That feels like a lot.
You've got Shea Whitcomb coming up with a double that gave him the lead.
Yeah,
and you're doing all of this while also Jeremy Peña is playing the worst defensively that he's played in his entire career.
Yep.
Like I don't know what the hell's going on with Jeremy Peña. I trust that somehow this is a flukish stretch that he'll get back on track. But the fact that they've been slugging it out with really good baseball teams and coin flip games, I'm not overly distraught.
No.
I would love to. It'd be awesome if they were stacking up a winning record on the road versus these really good baseball teams. But man, they're figuring out a way to get it done. I've seen a lot of people say that, a lot of Astros fans say that they are maybe more emotionally tied to this team and proud of them than any in the stretch since 2015. Just because of that, because you're getting these performances out of guys that you barely were aware of until just the last couple months.
Well, it's hard to find a team. I'd have to go back and look, but it's hard to find a team during this window of the last decade or so, 2015 we'll use as the benchmark, that's been hit with more adversity in season than this team. I mean, at one time they had 7 starting pitchers on the injured list. You know what I mean?
And you kind of almost forget, because it's been so long now, that, yeah, Kyle Tucker's not out there.
Right.
Yordan's had issues in the last week. Altuve's needing rests. You know, it's one after the other of hits. So where you could be saying, here we go again. And yet, credit Joe Espada for keeping it all together and figuring out a way to just be competitive right this moment.
Yeah, be competitive. And then, by the way, let's not forget, they were 10 games back in the middle of June, and they're leading by 3.5 games. So it's not, this is not a team, Seth, we're not sitting here in a, at least not yet, but in a muck of 5 teams battling for the last wild card spot. They've managed to put themselves back in a position where they control the division. Like, it really is remarkable. My feeling on the Baltimore series and the game last night, and I think the game tonight is going to be this way, Verlander and Nola tonight should be
fun. Yeah.
You know, Verlander, I mean, I don't expect Verlander to go seven innings or anything like that because he's still coming back from the injury. But on paper, that's like, that's a matchup you put on the WrestleMania poster. You know what I mean? With the two guys staring each other in the face. Like, this is going to be fun tonight. My feeling on the last five games last night in the Baltimore series is like, this is what postseason baseball feels like, you know?
Yeah.
These are two good teams, and in the Orioles series, they were the ones coming up with the big hits. You know, they had 13 runs in that series, and 10 of them were driven in on three swings. You know, they when they needed a big hit late in the game, they got it. And the Astros were able to muck a split out of that whole thing, undermanned. And then last night, kind of the same thing. You're right. Like, Shea Whitcomb's the one getting the big hit for this team in a game that finished 3-2. Like, they're piecing it together. Yeah.
You know, Brian King comes up
appearance.
Here.
Yeah.
The other guy that I'll give credit to, I'll give him the July and August MVP for this team, Rob Manfred. Because honestly, thank God for the Ghost Runner. This team right now, but again, this goes back to Dana Brown and Joe Espada, the way they're managing the roster. All right, you're working with one less reliever right now than ideally you would because you've got a six-man starting rotation. But without the Ghost Runner, man, the Astros could be just devastated and having to go some long, more than 10 innings in a lot of these extra innings games they've had.
Yeah.
I know everybody's always heaping praise on Rob Manfred, let's hug him a little bit more.
They were for a year. I thought the pitch clock people were like into. Like, I don't know. I thought a lot of people liked kind of the speeding up of the game.
I think a lot of people did, but a lot of people were really against it. The speeding up of the game, I am like hook, line, and sinker into. The biggest question is, all right, the injuries to the pitchers.
Yeah.
And like, how long can they sustain this and like all of that? How much is it affecting the pitchers? We'll see.
Yeah. And when you say thank God for the Ghost Runner, you're saying in spite of the fact the Astros lost last night, they didn't have
to use
four more guys to get to the 13th inning or something like that.
Plus, though, I do think as much as I used to kind of complain about the old hardliners that were always bemoaning the demise of small ball in baseball, there's been a lot more small ball on this team. And it does, man. In those critical situations, it gets fun when you got last night was a perfect example. If it had gone the Astros way, Schwarber hoofs it around and gets that, and it sucks in the moment, but for baseball,
yeah,
I think it's good. We've seen more bunts, we've seen more just gamesmanship and strategy in those 10th innings. That it's weird because one of the most gimmicky of the rule changes has also led back to some of the more old school decision making.
They have. I wish the Astros were a little better at it. I'll be honest. I like it selfishly just because the games are over it. Like last night, 8:40 extra inning game. It's done at 8:40. Like that's
anybody who's awake right now, I think probably appreciates it.
Yeah. This isn't me telling the 9:30 audience, oh, woe is me, I have to get up early. These are all. If you're listening, you feel our pain, right?
Look, everybody listening and us talking right now are people who have to also contend with these AL West road games. So, there's a higher likelihood that on any given night on an AL West road game, you're kind of like, all right, you know what? Yeah, I can stick around for the end of this game.
Yeah.
So it's because it's over.
And then
it's
over at some point. They lose in extra innings, and you're like, I stayed up till 11:30 for this.
My wife is gonna get yelled at because I'm moody today for this.
Right. Here's Joe Espada, his thoughts on last night's game.
Yeah, you know, I thought we played well. You know, we were in the game there. We're one hit away from winning that game. But that's what happens. You play these type of teams, and everything is close. Every play matters. Every pitch matters. Every at bat, you know, matters. So again, turn the page. Got another one tomorrow.
Yeah, it's playoff baseball, man. These are the types of teams you're going to be seeing in October. So that's kind of how I look at it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the interwebs yesterday, Seth, because the Astros were playing their first game in Philly since Game 5 of the World Series back in 2022, they were there was a lot of reliving going on yesterday. And if you recall, Game 5 of the World Series in 2022, late in the game, I believe in the eighth inning, because Presley was in, featured this.
Center field. McCormick on the move. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Makes the grab. Kaz McCormick. Two gone in the ninth.
All right, so remember that was a Chaz catch. That's the Chaz never has to pay for a drink ever again play.
Yeah,
he can
yeah.
be bad for the next however many years, and Chaz McCormick will still be loved. Now, Chaz is putting that to the test this year because Chaz has not been good this season. And this is what dawned on me yesterday. I was watching that play, Seth. I'm like, damn. And Chaz was a player back then, man. Like, he was an integral part of this team. He had secured that starting center field spot. That's one of the biggest plays and most memorable plays, certainly in recent Astros history, back in 2022. And what made me think of? It made me think of Damian Pierce. It made me think of Damian. A lot of people have been comparing Damian to Jose Abreu, and I hate doing that because Jose Abreu was bad at his job from the time he got here. And overpaid, too, by the way, to be bad at his job.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put that evil on Damian Pierce. I watched Chaz make that catch again yesterday. I'm like, man, that guy was so good in 2022. I just wish he was good like that again because that is a memorable play. And I'm like, man, I feel like I just played Mad Libs. Who was I saying this about? Like, 2 days ago, and it was Damian Pierce. Pierce was great in 2022, like Chaz, underpaid in 2022, like Chaz, and making memorable plays in 2022, like that play where he trucked seven Jags, probably the same week as the World Series. You know what I mean? It was like six games into the season or whatever it was. He probably did it like the same day Chaz made that catch. That's who Damian Pierce is. He's Chaz. He's not Abreu. Stop it with the Abreu.
And it's, there were people that were up, I would go on with the afternoon show, and they couldn't believe that I was pulling for Myers in the competition of McCormick versus Myers, because what am I, an idiot? So it is. I guess the biggest difference, I don't want to get overly technical here, the biggest difference between the Texans and the Astros situations there is that the Texans did not win a World Series in 2022.
That's true.
You have that added element to it that with Chaz, it was, man, he came up big in a big moment.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's got that it factor or what have you.
Yep. I just, man, like yesterday I'm watching that catch. I'm like, I wish this guy were as good as he was in 2022. I'm like, I just said that like 2 days ago. Who did I say that about? DP, man. What do you think? 3 o'clock today. Where's Damian Pierce? Is he a Houston Texan? Is he somewhere else?
My gut is, and again, in reading the pain on D'Amico's face, I think, and how awkward he's been when asked about Damian Pierce the last couple times he's been asked about him. My 100% complete guess is that right now they perhaps have an offer from another team for Damian Pierce, and they're contemplating exactly where do we go from here. And I think that there are situations where, as cold and calculating a business as it can be, there are times where with guys like Damian, you want to do right by the player. And they might even include him in conversations about this, about his future and everything. And you're in a limited time schedule. This is 100% guess by me, but they're probably trying to balance in one hand. All right, we think he has this potential. We really believe it. We've seen glimmers of it in practice. and he might be on the brink of having some kind of a breakthrough, and yet, because Nick thinks and operates this way, all right, I got to check my own bias and blind spots here. Am I making an emotional decision or not? If we had a consultant come in to tell us what to do, if that consultant were Seth Payne would be like, man, you got to cut ties. It's just not working out here. He's probably better off somewhere else in a different system and in a different environment for whatever reason. And maybe you take a little bit less to send him off to the right spot, because I think he's that kind of a player that people actually love and really care. Like, you gotta let the human side seep into this a little bit, but it's probably better for everybody if he's somewhere else.
I think there's other teams that are probably legitimately excited about the possibility Dameon Pierce might be available cheap, you know, that they're able to buy low on him. I think the other thing too, Seth, is that it's not just Dameon in a vacuum. It's you got better solutions sitting right in front of you right now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's in 2021 where Scotty Phillips is on the roster. You
know
what I mean?
Right. If it were last year's team, I think it's a lot easier to say, well, you know what? We don't have a lot of other guys on the roster right now that we feel has the same upside as Dameon does. But now, I'm looking at the current roster as, okay, they, depending on Andrew Beck's health situation, they might not actually have a fullback out there. British Brooks has really shown more than I personally anticipated and expected out of him as a running back, but that I think he's also got some potential as a fullback. Mm-hmm. That it's hard to expose some of those guys to waivers just for keeping Dameon Pierce and his potential upside.
Agreed. All right, so keep it tuned here. I would imagine that there's a decent chance we start seeing some of the decisions being made while Seth and I are on the air today till 10 a.m. But certainly all day long, keep it tuned right here. Anytime a cut happens or gets reported, we'll have it for you here. And a quick reminder, just because a cut gets reported, Seth, as you pointed out several times, just because a cut gets reported doesn't mean that there's not a trade on the back end of this. You know, like, guys get reported being cut, and then that's really just a way to let other teams know they're for sale, you know, and that there's a trade to be made there. So keep it tuned here all day long on Cutdown Day. 3 o'clock today, the deadline. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Headlines up next. News with the Texans, not just roster news, agency news with the Texans. We'll circle back to the Astros. Big contract doled out in the NFL yesterday. One of the wide receiver soap operas is over. Is it going to lead to more soap operas with that team, though? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more in headlines coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.